at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm visiting with one of our panelists, Jesse Schaefer. Jesse, you were on, College Cafeteria Confidential. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm a senior at the George Washington University studying international affairs, and I was the leader of the garden that we built with the help from a local grant to start producing food on a larger scale for Miriam's Kitchen, which is a local soup kitchen homeless shelter. So trying to create a hyper-local food system that supports the needs of kind of the neediest communities in D.C. And reaching the need that was already there and trying to meet that need. Yeah.
So I know you said it in here, but what was it that prompted you to get involved in that?
Yeah. I think that one of the biggest things that I noticed was that our food system was in crisis, that there was this unequal distribution, there was like a lack of access for a lot of people, and that if you were low income, you just weren't getting the same healthy food that everyone deserves, because good food is a human right. So I think it was a sense, how are we going to deal with this? And my lack of patience drove me to say, we need to grow the food ourselves, we need to do this directly. And so I started to learn about how to grow food, and now I've built two farms, and I'm hoping to continue. Yeah.
One of the things that struck me from some of your remarks was using the words justice as it relates to food.
Yeah.
Tell me what that means to you, or how do you define that?
Yeah. Well, so food justice is kind of a new, more recent term, and I think it's something that I've identified a lot with. I think that it's looking at the food system and understanding how it reflects or meets the needs of all the different people as part of that. Looking at a food system and seeing it's part of the planters, the packers, the cookers, like every person in that process, and trying to understand that it needs to meet everyone's needs, and it needs to not only nourish ourselves when we eat it, but it needs to nourish the community around it. So I think that food justice, it means that it's making sure that it nourishes all different parts of the system. Yeah.
And I've got to ask, because it did come up as a question for the panel, and I think... I don't know if you were the only one that answered or not, but the word sustainability, what does that mean to you? Because it does mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that sustainability these days has been so watered down and so greenwashed that a lot of times it is just a buzzword, which can be frustrating when you're trying to have a real conversation about what sustainability means. But I think that sustainability needs to meet the needs of today, but make sure that you're leaving the resources for tomorrow. That it's not just thinking about how do we turn a profit here, but if you're turning a profit now, but you won't be able to turn a profit later because you've destroyed the resources that are going to support you, that's not sustainable. So looking holistically at the current situation and looking long-term too, I think is making sure you meet the current needs, but meeting the needs of the future in a responsible way.
So you've probably had a chance to interact with some of these folks that are here, maybe. What's your thoughts as a college student still at this point in being invited into a forum where you've got members of agricultural commodity groups, agribusinesses, my sponsor is Elanco Animal Health, you got Tyson Foods, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an interesting opportunity. I think it's something that I've experienced it a little bit before at the George Washington University. We have discussions with a lot of people like the head of the CEO of Land O'Lakes and people like that who are working on how do we feed the future, or how do we feed people with 8 billion people on the planet in the future. So these sorts of conversations are interesting, and I think it's important because I think a lot of times there isn't the opportunity to bridge these gaps because there isn't the transparency, there isn't the discussion that goes on. But I think it's definitely a community that I feel needs to hear from small farmers, that I need to, I think it's people who need to hear that not everyone, has the privilege to access their food. And so trying to create a food system that meets those needs in a responsible way, I think is really important. So I think it's important that I get to interact with these people here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I know we've got lunch going on. You probably got to get moving. And really appreciate you being here and enjoyed your remarks. Thank you very much. Jesse Schaefer. From George Washington University, and we're here in D.C. area for the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.